Hello, wonderful parent. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been hearing from so many parents lately who are experiencing something that might sound familiar. Your 4 or 5-year-old seems to do the exact opposite of every single rule you set, and sometimes they even laugh about it. And I want you to know something really important right from the start. You are not alone in this, and this is not a sign that something is wrong with your child or with your parenting. In fact, what you're experiencing is one of the most normal and actually healthy parts of early childhood development. I know that might be hard to believe when you're in the middle of it, when you've asked your child for the 10th time to please put their shoes on, and they look you right in the eye and throw them across the room instead. But stay with me, because what I'm about to share with you might completely change how you see this challenging phase. The magic book has taught me something wonderful about children between the ages of 4 and 5. This is the age when their sense of independence is blooming like a beautiful flower. They're discovering that they are separate people from you, with their own ideas, their own preferences, and their own will. And the way they test this discovery, by pushing against boundaries to see what happens. It's not defiance in the way we adults think of it. It's exploration. It's learning. It's their brilliant little minds asking the question, what happens if I do the opposite? What are the rules of this world I'm living in? According to the Mayo Clinic, oppositional behavior commonly emerges during the preschool years as children develop autonomy and test boundaries to understand their world. This isn't a character flaw. This is development. And the American Academy of Pediatrics has shown us through research that children learn cooperation and rule following gradually, through playful interactions and supportive relationships with their caregivers, not through strict enforcement or punishment. So when your child laughs after breaking a rule, they're not being malicious. They're often experiencing the joy of discovery, the thrill of cause and effect, or sometimes they're actually nervous, and laughter is how their little body releases that tension. Children this age don't yet have the emotional regulation skills to manage the complex feelings that come with testing boundaries. So sometimes it comes out as laughter even when they know they've done something they shouldn't. Now I know this developmental explanation is helpful, but you're probably wondering, okay, Inara, that's wonderful to understand, but what do I actually do when my child is breaking every rule? And I'm so glad you asked, because the magic book and I have some beautiful wisdom to share with you. First, connection before correction. This is one of the most powerful principles in gentle parenting. When your child is in rule-breaking mode, their nervous system is often activated. They're in a state where learning is actually very difficult, so before you try to teach them about the rule, connect with them. Get down to their eye level. Take a breath. Maybe even acknowledge what they might be feeling. You can say something like, "I can see you're having big feelings right now," or "I notice you're testing to see what happens when you do the opposite of what I asked." Second, set clear, calm boundaries. Children this age are learning what the rules are. They need us to be consistent and calm, like a lighthouse in a storm. Not harsh, not punitive, but steady. You might say, "I know you want to throw your shoes, and shoes are not for throwing. Let's put them on together, or if you need to throw something, here's a soft ball you can throw." Third, reinforce cooperation when you see it. Research shows that positive reinforcement is significantly more effective than only focusing on negative behaviors. So when your child does follow a rule, even a small one, notice it. Celebrate it. You can say, "I noticed you put your cup in the sink when I asked. Thank you for cooperating. That helps our family so much." And fourth, remember that this phase is temporary. I know it doesn't feel that way when you're in it, but children who experience patient, consistent boundary setting during this developmental stage develop stronger self-regulation skills over time. You're not just managing behavior right now. You're teaching your child how to balance their own ideas with guidance from others, how to cooperate, how to be part of a community. This is important work you're doing. Now, the magic book and I have a story that I think might help both you and your child during this time. It's called Maui and the Sun, and it's a beautiful Polynesian folktale about a brave hero who learns that courage and cooperation can accomplish what seemed impossible. In the story, Maui realizes he cannot slow down the racing sun all by himself. He needs to work together with others, to listen, to cooperate, to follow a shared plan. And when he does, something magical happens. This story is wonderful for children who are learning about cooperation and working together, because it shows them that following shared goals and working with others is actually more powerful than acting alone. After you read this story together, you can talk with your child about how Maui had to listen and cooperate with others to succeed, just like how your family works together by following your household rules. You can find Maui and the Sun in the Book of Inara app, along with so many other stories that help children navigate these big developmental moments. Stories are such a gentle way to teach these lessons because children don't feel lectured or scolded. They just experience the wisdom through the characters they come to love. I want to leave you with this thought, wonderful parent. Your child is not broken. Your parenting is not failing. What you're experiencing is a normal, healthy, temporary phase of development where your child is learning some of the most important lessons of their life. How to balance independence with cooperation. How to test boundaries safely. How to understand that rules exist for good reasons. And they're learning all of this from you, from your patient responses, from your calm boundary setting, from your consistent love. The magic book whispers this wisdom. Every time your child tests a rule, they're asking you a question. And your calm, loving response is the answer that teaches them about the world. You're doing beautifully, even on the hard days, especially on the hard days. Thank you so much for being here with me today. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on, believing in you and your beautiful child. Until our next adventure together, with love and starlight, Inara.